What is going on, men? It's your boy, Crimson. If I look like shit, it's because I haven't slept properly in the past, I don't know how many fucking days, man. So, this video, is gonna be a little different from my normal rants. This one's about blasting and cruising. Blasting and cruising. What the fuck is that? So I started taking some esters. And the one that's basically been fucking me up the worst, not health-wise, but with my sleep, with my mental health, trenbolone. Antonate, I'm thinking is the... Fuck, that one sucks. So, your boy Crimson accidentally shot twice, and fuck, dude, it's just been fucking with my sleep. I had a fucking miniature panic attack. I was just like the level of anxiety that just hit me was unfucking real. Out of nowhere, I just, like, felt fear and, just nervous, and, I couldn't figure out what the fuck that, where that was coming from. I had to call my buddies, because it got so fucking bad, I was just terrified. So, my buddies were basically just trying to talk me down from this really bad dark hole that trying to cough you know, that I got myself into. And then constant heat, I get like waves of just like fuck, dude, like 1 minute I'm just burning, my body's on fire, and then I just get like these cold, like I need to be in the, you know, in a warm environment, and it just constantly just fucks with your sleep. I think I just mentioned that. So getting off is gonna fucking suck. It fucked with me just so hard. Someone I really admire and care about said something that really got to me, and it hurt, because it's like it was like getting bad news from a disappointed father. And he said, "I don't even recognize you anymore, man." And that really hurt. I don't think I've ever been hurt that way before. It was the most fucking hurtful thing I think anybody had ever fucking told me. So, you know, it put me in a position where I just like, all right, if I'm about to lose friends over this shit, I gotta kick the gear. Which sucks, because in the beginning it was like a fun little... It was a fun little feeling. Like, I had extreme euphoria. I was just constantly happy. My give a fucks were replaced with empathy. And I was able to think, you know, two or three steps ahead. And just able to empathize a lot. Fuck, dude. And then, like, the worst part is you gotta eat. You gotta constantly be eating when you're on trend. Because if you don't, you're gonna end up having what, you know, what I call, or what is known as trendsomnia. It fucking blows. And dude, imagine having to eat 7 fucking meals a day. It's so obnoxious. Having to constantly fucking eat. I'm just like, ugh, I'm over chewing. In any case. And the reason why I look bloated is because I've been fucking basically trying to drink myself to sleep. And, you know, drinking too much causes you to get bloated. So I'm not as cut as I'd like to be. Which is the whole reason why I got on a trend to begin with, is to fucking lose weight. And to lose all this extra shit. And the first thing I do is like, oh, I know, I'm just gonna drink whiskey, you know, five doubles a night, turning into seven to try and go to sleep. And fucking me up. So, if you were considering blasting and cruising, do not use trend as your fucking ester to try to cut. It fucks with you so hard. The other shit, Sustanon and Equipoise, those are all right. You know, like I said, trend was like so much fun in the beginning, but like most of my exes, fucking horrible, bitter ending. Anyways. fucking sucks, dude. Guard your heart.